Listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Alongside Matt Wilhelm, I'm Dave DiNatale. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Still a chance for you to jump on in. 216-578-0850 is our number. Tweet the show at Browns_daily. James is in Portland. James, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now, is that Portland, Oregon, James?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Now, I got to tell you guys, being from here, I got a lot of flack for saying the Browns are going to be a top five defense this year. I got multiple bets with a bunch of bandwagon Seahawks fans that disagree with me.
Oh, you're gonna make money on that bet.
Exactly.
A top five defense? I think, James, I feel pretty good about
so
that.
So do I. Picking a win total for the Cleveland Browns, a little bit
different
more of a
story.
Sticky bet.
Exactly, right. The offense will have to do a little more for that, but when it comes to defense, I don't know if you guys think this, but bowl prediction, I see minimum five Pro Bowlers from that defense.
Well, let's see. Let's count them here, James.
Hayden?
Are you expecting everybody in the secondary to be a Pro Bowler, or at least three in the secondary, let's say?
Minimum three. I believe both safeties and Hayden got to be.
Okay.
Hayden's going to be the best corner in the year for sure this year.
Okay.
I agree with that.
My next one, Danny Shelton's going to make that big of an impact on this defense. Gotta make it.
I could see that too. If especially if they go 32nd versus the run to like 12th,
yeah,
with Danny Shelton,
difference is gonna be 15. Absolutely.
There you go. I think everybody's gonna point to him as a difference.
So Paul Kruger, I think, is gonna have a really good year, and I think he's finally gonna get some recognition.
I think that's a good assumption. I think that's possible. So that's five. So yeah, James, and thanks for the call. I think five Pro Bowlers, I think, is a possibility for this defense.
I think three are a strong chance of three. I think five might be a stretch just because it's very difficult for the players in this league who have that majority say in who goes to the Pro Bowl, who doesn't, to think that highly of one defense and not kind of spread it out throughout other teams.
You're going to need to be an 8-8, 9-7 or above type team.
Absolutely.
I think to get
absolutely
that.
Absolutely. Because then they're going to the winning teams have great players.
On Twitter from Chris Lee. He's a fellow Lorain County guy.
It's my guy.
Chris wants to know, guys, what impact does the injury settlement, the reported settlement with Phil Taylor, have on the Browns' salary cap and the $5.4 million that's owed to him?
It's going
to
be the hit.
Yep.
It's going to be a $5.4 million hit. There was no offset language. And I'm actually at Liberty Ford picking up my brand new 2016 Explorer. So thank you, Mr. Herrick.
Yes.
I love it. As I talked to him, and it's going to be a $5.4 million hit, no offset language, which means that Phil Taylor, if he passes a physical with another team and clears away and doesn't have to clear his waivers because he's a vet, he can actually make that $5.4 million from the Browns and essentially sign a $2 million deal with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
And he'll make $7.4 million, $5.4 from the Browns and the $2 from the Chiefs.
New England a possibility for Phil Taylor also as a potential replacement for Wilfork to
go
up there and that
absolutely
line?
It's just a matter of getting him healthy enough to play, because Bill Belichick doesn't want a guy in the tub. If he's going to make that move, he's got to have him active each and every Sunday.
Hey, this was fun, my
friend. It always is.
Always fun. Yeah. All right, remember, tomorrow, Browns Daily. Matt will be in the Dog Bowl. Nathan will be in Chicago as we get you ready.
You will be here.
And I will be here. I'll be kind of the traffic cop here in the Galleria. We'll get you ready for the Browns and Bears tomorrow night's game. So look forward to that. Congrats to our Luke Bryan ticket winners, by the way. Enjoy the show on Saturday night. Big, big thanks to producer Matt Fontana, who's worked a long day today. Iron Man Matt Fontana.
Still didn't win trivia, though.
No, you didn't. There's always next year. All right. For Matt Fontana and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Dave DiNatale. Our Universal Windows Top Men for a Day continues here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Emmett Golden, Gerard Cherry will join you next. That'll be a lot of fun. That comes your way here next. ESPN 850 WKNR.